DJ. WA Mobile. TWA Mobile, this is W4NDK. Roger, roger. I'm going to set up the crossband repeat and walk the dog, so I just want to see if anyone's on the repeater. I'll be right back to you in about probably 5 minutes or so, over.
Yeah, roger. Yep, so you're setting up a radio for crossband repeat?
Turn it on. I'm just going to turn it on, but I got to get the HD out. It's already set up. I'm just going to go turn it on.
All right. Yeah, we'll play with it a little bit. I do the same thing with an Yaesu FT8900R on my little farm. I got 8 acres up here in Inman. And that way I can carry my little cheap Baofeng around and still get out in good fashion.
Well, smart move. Well, I'll be right back at you. I got the dog here kind of pawing at me, and I'm going to try to get the headset set up on the HD, and then I'll be outside in just a little bit. W4NDK, I'll be right back.
Don't bite the dog, they'll get you for cruelty to animals. Stay informed, WA, clear. Okay, stay informed, WA.
Good morning. Did you say it's KN4BVA, Victor Bravo Alpha? I guess a little muffled on the crossband repeat.
Negative, it's Victor Whiskey Alpha.
Victor Whiskey Alpha, and I am the number Delta Kilo. Do you have a farm down there, over?
Holding the repeater, but I lost you down in the noise box.
I was moving around a little bit on my back pocket on the HD, so let me see if that's any better.
Roger, it sure is.
I'm down there. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're
really getting out there. That's doing great. It's not exactly a farm. It's just 8 acres that I work and do whatever I want to on, like an antenna farm and a few other things that I do out there with my little projects and stuff to keep me out of trouble.
What kind of antennas do you have on there for HF and for 2 meters, 70 centimeters?
Now I'm mobile and I'm in my truck and I got a Yaesu 857D that I have an ATOS AT120 on, and I do HF 2 meter 440 from the truck. But at home I have a Yaesu FT991A and a 736R. And I've got that, and I'm changing out antennas as we speak. I'm going to be putting on a Mosley TA33W with a 40-meter add-on. And a matter of fact, that should be up probably in the next 3 or 4 hours. And beyond that, I'm just using a Diamond XT120 mounted above the Mosley.
Yeah, sounds good there. And that Mosley's going to be getting out there. Everyone I've talked to that's on a Mosley has an excellent signal.
Well, I sure hope so. Everybody I've talked to says, oh, you're going to notice the biggest difference. It's going to be daylight and dark. It's going to be wonderful. Well, Bud, listen, I've pulled into a little fruit stand here, a little produce stand, and I got to grab some tomatoes for supper tonight. So I'm going to drop out for about 5 or 10 minutes, and I'll see if you're still there when I come back in. Now give me that call sign one more time.
This is Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilowatt. Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilowatt. Delta Kilowatt, if you caught me. I was down in a hole there, so I don't know if I got out. Okay, anybody else out there listening here from Charlotte, North Carolina?
DK, this is KO4OIA Mobile.
IA Mobile, another excellent station coming in mobile. That's an excellent repeater there, it seems that, got that covering the entire Greenville area. Hope you're doing all right today. My name is Nate. Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilo in Charlie.
On you there, Nate. You're coming into the repeater fairly strong. There's a slight bit of static on your transmit, but it's not too awful bad. I can hear you real well. I am mobile in an 18-wheeler today, currently over at the I-85 and Duncan area.
What kind of radio are you running there? And what are you hauling today? Over.
I'm running a Yazoo FTM 400 with a Comet dual band antenna. I don't remember which model the of Comet antenna I got. Today we're hauling Michelin tire retread products.
Got it. Awesome. Well, you're coming in real clear, and hope you stay safe out there on the road. With those Michelin retreads. Yeah, I'm talking to you on a Yazoo ST70D crossband repeat. And I'm back to my OGTH about half a mile down the hill here. And then out to you. And it's a T9 antenna, about 70 feet up in a tree, mounted. Doing crossband repeat. And a FTM 400 back at the home shack. Over.
And a crossband repeat with the FTM 400 at the shack back home. There's a couple of times while you're moving around, you can definitely tell you're got something going on there, but it's still coming in pretty good and clear, so you must have that crossband repeat figured out. Over.
We've been sitting there because I like to move around when I'm on the 2-meter, 7-centimeter. And I used to sit out in the hammock and talk, but I'm on HF more now than any in the afternoon, so I can't do the crossband repeat on HF. I wish I could. I could do a remote unit on the laptop. I just don't have the software yet. And yeah, I'm walking the dog right now. Sorry about the scratch there. Some of it's the antenna here on my back pocket or on the HT, and some of it is between my antenna and Caesar's Head Mountain. So it's a good, that's probably 90 miles away, maybe 75 as the crow flies. Back to you.
There's always a possibility that any interference could be coming on my side as well. It's one of the hazards of being mobile in an 18-wheeler. Stuff gets in the way, and sometimes it's just my tail.
I think it's on my side. I hear some of the static coming from the repeater back to my antenna. So that's on my side, because it's the same with anyone talking to me on Caesar's Head. It's a pretty good haul, and there's some leaves up in the trees now since I put that antenna up there originally, so it's made a little difference. And some buildings have been built in Charlotte between me and going west, so that's one of the problems.
Sounds like you've been worked your way on up into general. Are you a general or an extra?
I'm a general, and not General Motors, but general.
Finally got my technician. I got my license, I guess it's been about 2 months ago now. I've had the radio in the truck for a little over a month, so I'm still kind of getting broke into how to do all this stuff. Over.
Congratulations on the new license. Great job, and you're doing well. That sounds good. There's plenty of time. I've only been in 2 months. I think it took me 6 months to a year to get get started studying for the general. But the general's not too bad. And you know you could do HF on technician. You got 10 meters and some other bands you can operate on an HF. But yeah, it's needed to get a lot of contact points on 2 meters, 70 centimeters there.
Problem comes down to all the RFI that I get in the semi, and I don't have a home shack. I've just got the radio set up in the rig, so we'll just have to see what happens as I keep going. There's just an awful lot of RFI in a semi to try to back down.
I understand that. There's going to be some noise in the background. I got all kinds of landscapers around me right here, as well as a cherry picker. I'm not sure what the city is doing with the cherry picker doing street maintenance, but we shall see. Must have something to do with power lines. They're putting in started here was built before they started doing the water runoff properly. So they're putting in huge sewer lines here to get the water out of the people's yards. Over.
But there's no telling what they do with the cherry picker for all that. There's definitely a lot of stuff going on. I've seen multiple power trucks out and about today. Over.
Well, Sunbelt Rentals, so I think it has something to do with the road up to the bottom of the hill. We may have to move some holes and stuff to get dug in with these large pipes in the ground. You know, when they put the river in the 1960s, they just put it right on top of the creeks and just plowed everything over. And the water runs off into the adjoining neighborhood, so this part, you can see where the edge of the neighborhood is where they're putting in the pipes so that it flows a little better out of people's yards, et cetera.
Well, what do you do for a living?
Today, but I sit in the home salt mine, and I talk to customers. And I try to get them to a new software that monitors their network and database performance so that everything works well. Like on the back end of Subway's ordering system, you know, Subway sandwiches, and people like Shutterfly, the people that develop pictures, those companies. Over.
And the background electronics work for monitoring networks. I tried my hand at that computer stuff, and I just ain't any good at it, so decided it was time just to drive a big rig and enjoy my life. My teachers always said I'd never get paid to stare out a window, and God, they were wrong.
When it comes down to it, a lot of it is, what do we have fun doing? Not what do we do well, what do we have fun doing? And that sounds a heck of a lot more fun than what I do. Although I talk to a lot of truck drivers on the radio, and I know it's not easy. It's not as smooth sailing as it seems to be. The trucks are a little rough to drive sometimes, a little bumpy. But if I could talk on the radio and drive a truck, you know, I could do anything because you can multitask, but it would be a lot of fun too, it seems.
Yeah, you just got to be careful about which states you've got the mic up. New York City actually just had a case where they were trying to hit a ham operator for talking on their radio, but they managed to win because the way that New York has their law stated, the ham radio doesn't meet up with what they classify as a handheld device.
Is a ham radio operator, that's good. You know, and they make Bluetooth devices, too, that would integrate with a lot of these radios, which is a good thing. I know the Icon 705HF portable rig has Bluetooth in it, and all of them should have Bluetooth eventually. I know there's a Bluetooth interface you can buy for that radio you have there. But, yeah, I know. I understand.
But I've actually got the Bluetooth chip in mine. I haven't liked the Bluetooth headsets that I've tried connecting to it. It makes it difficult to hear. But I've still got some more playing around getting it figured out. But even at that, if they want to start hitting truckers for talking on a radio, they need to get CBs taken out of all of our rigs.
Can't be done and can't talk on a CB. But if you're on CB, you're basically on HF. It's 11 meters versus 10 meters. So it's all fun, and hopefully they let us be, you know.
But I've found that telling the guys at the way station that it's a ham radio that's on my dash tends to get them to stop wanting to talk to me. Keeps me from getting inspected because they don't want to have to deal with it, having to listen to me talk about being able to talk all around the world while I'm driving down the road.
Yeah, I understand. How far are you driving today?
It'll be a short day. I'm only going to be making it up to about Indiana by the time I stop for the night.
How long is that drive?
About 580 miles, 580.
Next to a dump truck with the engine running. That is a long drive. I guess that would be, you're looking at 8 hour drive, 8 hours or so, 7 hours?
I've been Govern trucks, that'll take me right at about 9 hours. Maybe a little closer to 10 if I have to stop anywhere. Anytime I stop the wheels on this truck, it costs me about 30 minutes.
I don't know what that estimate of time, 9 hours makes sense. We drive like the 300 or 400 miles up to Northern Virginia from Charlotte. It takes us about 7, and you're going, what do you say, 480, 500 miles, 550. That's a long one. But for you, that's short, I guess. Well, hope you have a safe trip, and hope everybody leaves you alone on the road, if you know what I mean.
I'm starting to get in a little bit of traffic. I'm going to have to let you go. This is KO4OYA. Going to be listening on your final.
4OYA, nice to meet you. From W4AGK, I'll be listening.
To Tango Mobile.
To Tango. It's 4 November Delta Kilo. Station recognized.
Good afternoon. Well, it's almost afternoon. Still about 2 more minutes before we got to afternoon. Name is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm located here in the Spartanburg area. Over.
Rusty Uniform Utango. This is Nate, November Alpha Tango Echo, with 4 November Delta Kilo. Nice to meet you.
November Delta Kilo, Roger.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'm headed to get a haircut here shortly. I'm going to stop and get me something cold to drink before I head out that way. Had to leave a different direction off of from my house because they finally decided they're going to repave my road. So starting today, they're eating up the old surface out. Going to come back in and repack and then repave from new. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens on this road then. Once they get that done on my little short section of road, which is only about 3 miles long.
No, that's a headache. He's grooving it out now, huh?
Yeah. Mark, they were going down the road today. They're going along with the grader, grading the grass and stuff away from the edge of the road where they need to push it back. And then they got the sweeper going along behind it, sweep it all. And then they tell me they're going to come through with the thing that eats it up, and they're going to start doing that. The only problem is the bad spot, one of the baddest, worst spots on that section of road is just down from my house about, maybe 200 feet, is a bridge. And that bridge needs a lot of work. It needs to be resurfaced. But they say the highway department said, no, we're not going to resurface the bridge. So I don't know what they're going to do there. They're going to resurface the road, make it all nice, and we get all this heavy traffic. But they're not going to do anything for the bridge that's out there. Well, that's the way life is these days.
Okay. KN4 VWA.
Go ahead, Steve.
Rusty, I picked up some produce, and when I got back in the truck, I heard these gentlemen talking about whether or not they could use their ham radios in their rig or in their trucks or not. Isn't there an FCC statute exempting ham operators from the cell phone restrictions, that type of thing?
Yep, there is. And all. Of course, being in their trucks has a lot. Also, has to do with the fact that you are, if you're in your own truck, that's fine. But if you're in a company truck, they're going to make you jump through a lot of hoops before they'll let you put it in their company truck. Because I know a couple of guys that drive big rigs and. They had to get permission and make sure everything was installed properly to do that. But, yeah, there's no ham radio operators are given a pass on that of having ham radios and talking on them in the car and trucks.
I had a little card to that effect, but apparently I can't find it. But, yeah, I don't know what he was talking about. New York had charged somebody for talking on their ham radio. That didn't make a lot of sense. Like I said, they must not know that there is an exemption there for us.
There is, and all. And, but some states try to put state laws into effect that they try to do that. South Carolina tried to do that until one of the lawyers for the ARL had a discussion with them concerning that. Oh, I'm going to run in here to the little 7-Eleven and grab me a soda and then head down to get a haircut.
Sounds like a winner. You have a good afternoon, and I hope I didn't interrupt that conversation there with the other gentleman. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Be on just a minute. W2T, bye.
Get back, I'd like to ask you about your loop antenna and what your experiments were like with before you got it and what you think. W2T. 73, W4, NDK, I'll be clear.